Access Shafiri Huzu, welcome back to a brand new episode of Seat Sit with Lebo and Thato Ramphiri. We are your hosts, guys. My name is Thato, and to my left, I've got my brother,
Lebo.
Ramphiri, this is going to be a very exciting episode. But before we get into anything, guys, I just have one ask for you guys. If you are new to the channel, please don't be shy to hit the subscribe button. And if you're not new, guys, I'm asking for one brand new thing today. Get your post notifications on so you guys can see every single time we drop a brand new episode on the network.
Yeah, today's topics are going to be something that we truly have to be seated with. So I hope you guys are ready to be seated with your emotions, seated with your progress, and seated with your journey. Because today we're talking all things family dynamics. I'm really scared about this one. We're going to be going into what is your family dynamic, how to get along with the bad apples, being a disappointment. Is it a fact or a mindset?
Are you a good or bad apple?
I'm a medium apple.
All okay. Right.
Medium rare apple.
What about you? Good
your
or bad apple?
Bite is juicy.
Good or bad apple?
I'm a good apple.
Okay. And then, of course, we're going to also be going into Lerata Ditaba. Mm-hmm. It's a curated segment where we talk about all things culture, all things affecting the general public.
What's been happening
of South Africa. And, of course, top five. Please, when you guys get to top five, please start playing with us in this video if you're watching online. Yeah. If you're not watching online, go check out our Instagram at Seated With to interact with our one, how are you?
Yeah.
And two, top five.
Yeah. From the car seat to the couch, every single story hits differently with KFC by your side.
Stay real, stay sharp, and stay fed with the KFC bucket.
Yeah.
All you guys need to do is buy one of our promo buckets, scan the QR code, and complete the necessary steps.
What makes it amazing, all you have to do is spend R149.90 and you get your bucket. Then from there, you scan and you see if you have won the competition. Terms and conditions apply.
Sure.
Today, our favorite question, like it's our favorite question on every other episode is, how are you? And guys, we've got some really amazing things happening because you guys are telling us how you feel. So let's hop into that straight away. The first one said, hey, is this the right one? No, I'm a week behind.
It's okay.
Yo, this weekend I discovered so many versions of myself. I could shop.
Yeah. I feel like when's the last time you discovered a new like character in you? I'm like, I feel like I have like multiple personalities.
Yeah, I think it depends on how safe I feel with the person. I feel like my truest self, my truest personality comes out like when I'm in safe environments. So when a new relationship, when a new good friendship, when I'm momzo, you know, when I'm with you, if I'm with people that enjoy it, when I get to see versions of myself. But even like when it comes to work, like I've seen that like I'm actually not the most productive person.
Yeah.
But also that's all relative though.
I feel like a new version that I've discovered of myself. And it's one that I am so embarrassed because I feel like I thought it was going to end with like our generation. But it's cleaning to gospel music. Like that is a new character that, yes, I will listen to like a sermon and three gospel songs while cleaning the entire house. And I'm just like, oh my God, I've become every grand aunt I've ever had. I've become every grandmother, grandfather. You know what I mean? Like I'm literally continuing the culture and it's like, ish, it's just messy for me. Yeah,
it's not bad though. It's not,
it's not a bad thing. It's just like such a weird thing to see that you inherit the behaviors of previous people that you've chilled around.
There's nothing wrong. But sometimes you're not strong enough. You need the power of the Almighty. Mm. Someone said, I'm cool, but hey, uni has me in a chokehold. Guys, you university student, let me tell you guys something right now. Look me in the eyes, university students. University is hard.
Hard as hell.
It's hard. It's difficult. It's going to challenge you. It's
going to kill you.
It could kill you. It's going to give you mental health issues. Might make you gain some weight, lose some weight. Yeah. It's a part of life. It ends.
Yeah.
It ends and then life gets better. And then life gets shit again. Then you're going to miss university.
Because you realize life.
Yeah, because you realize that you're going to miss university and be like, damn, I actually didn't have it that bad. Nah. So my message to you, university students, just live what you have to live day by day. Take every challenge as it comes. The challenges aren't going to finish. They are here for a lifetime. Yeah. So just learn how to adapt and to move around all these different challenges.
And girl, if you need to make a mood board every week, you make a mood board.
Yeah, you do a to-do list. You can do one more. It says, I'm having a bad day, Yaz. And get Haki main character, so I have to put myself together. Yeah.
No, Haki main character, what?
She said, she said, I'm not the main character.
Yeah.
So I have to put myself together.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I'm happy that you've got a problem and you know you have to put yourself together.
Yeah. But hold my hand, sis. I need you to say it with me. You are the main character. This is your life. Mm. You are the main character. I am the main character.
Mm.
So if you guys that are listening are saying that as well, I am the main character.
How are you doing? How was your week? How was your many, many public holidays?
I'm okay. I think that we're in like the time of the year where we have the most public holidays.
Yeah.
It's a time to just take a break, take a quick pause, analyze your first half of the year and knowing that you're going into the second half soon.
Oh, yes.
So I think that this is definitely a time of broken habits to be fixed.
Yeah.
Mindsets to be changed and you to be refreshed so you don't get fatigued before the year ends.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, how about you?
I'm good. I think the public holidays have had a bad effect on me, bro. I think I was in this cycle of like work mode, work Monday to Friday, wake up at 6, start working by 8, studio by 10. Then from there, working until 3, 4, get home, rest. Then from there, work from 7 to 9 p.m. Then I sleep, watch him. You know what I'm saying? Dude, then so now the public holidays threw me off. I'd wake up and I'd be like, oh, I don't have to go to the studio. Or I don't have to do this thing. And now I'm struggling to leave that. I don't have to do that anymore because now I have to do it. And I think I'm a bit disappointed in myself because it's like, okay, cool. Podcasts are running.
Yeah.
Team members are, everyone's happy with where they are. Well, they know what they're doing. I don't know if they're happy or not, but they know what they're doing. And they're doing it well. You get what I'm saying? And I feel like now it's up to me to do more. Mm-hmm. And I'm struggling to do more. So like I'm like, in a situation where I'm like, okay, cool. Am I being too difficult to myself? Or should I be coming with innovation in this time where the processes are moving in a nice, linear manner? So I'm just trying to like see how I feel. But I do want to put on more of a sales cap. I do want to make everybody in the network more money. So I'm trying to find ways to like strategically speak to my sponsors, speak to potential sponsors, and just make sure that everybody's making like a good amount of money, bro.
Silly money.
Yeah, I want us to be like, because the company is small. When it comes to us, it's myself, it's Tabang, it's Mbali, it's Ruby. It's Swaggy, it's Kenny. So if I can have these six people not wanting to work anywhere else because the work environment is amazing and the checks are crazy, then I'm happy because then I know that, okay, cool, these six people are happy. Then when it comes to the talents, if they're happy, these six people, obviously the talents will be happy because the talents is what makes money for these six people.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm trying to build a young team where it's like, yo, like we're doing dope things every single day. It's so amazing. Love what I do. Everyone's like happy mentally and happy financially. And that's just been pulling me down. Like, dude, you're not doing that. Like, everyone's getting paid bare minimum. Like, you need to go harder. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at. I've also like appreciated the past 2 weeks because I've experienced like new people. And in my new experience of these people, it's helped me see what type of love, friendship, community I deserve and what I should never settle for. Do you get what I'm saying? I feel like for the past couple of years, we all always settle when it comes to love, when it comes to friendship, when it comes to family, when it comes to work. So me experiencing a good community, good team members, good talent, good family, good, relationship, relationships, like good romantic interactions, it's making me realize, okay, cool, this is the minimum, bro. And it can't.
It must be
better or mustn't go past. So I really value that. So that's how I am. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I said more in my answer, but I feel like I'm
what?
Tired.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
I'm joking. Yeah.
I'm just messing with you.
Now it's time for Le Rata Di. Cotton Fest. Wow. I regret not going.
Yeah. There was a lot of people there.
Cotton Fest seemed like it was amazing. Mm. I feel like they really tapped in with the culture too. Like, I know Cotton Fest usually prioritizes, like, your artists, performances, a good experience when it comes to experiencing a festival or experiencing such a big event.
Yeah.
And I feel like they really integrated social media this time. I don't know if they had like hubs or
they
places
had like
for
people doing streams and
all these things. So they really were like, nah, guys, we know the current culture.
Yeah.
We know who holds the youngings. So they put Sonabile there. King Omar was there. Like,
streamers
were there. Mm. MTV is always there. So shout out to Percy there with MTV. YFM was there with Percy and Shadi. So it was so cool seeing, okay, cool. They know the TV stations are always doing amazing, MTV, YFM, but now you're getting, Sonabila getting a space to stream. And that stuff is going crazy on social media. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We also saw artists like Mfanawa Touchline.
Yeah, he performed. That's dope.
He performed. He did a whole thing. And from the clips and stuff that I saw.
Mfanawa Touchline.
Yeah, you see what I did? Mfanawa
Touchline.
I know. Mfanawa Touchline. What was cool about that
even
was just seeing,
was there, no?
Yeah, even just seeing an artist performing and everyone's just singing every bar for bar, every lyric because of TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, it just shows you how TikTok is having a huge influence on music for the better.
You know,
it's pushing out artists' music. People that we would have never been exposed to, they would have been hidden by SoundCloud and hidden underneath many, many layers of advertising and lacking of marketing we're seeing. So shout out to them. Let's see what else is happening. So VATS is cancelled, but our interest in you has still increased.
Yes, you, baby, at home.
So,
yes, my brother in Christ, we're still interested in you. Yeah. VAT on, VAT off, papa.
Yeah, so in a statement by the DA Federal Council Chairperson, Helen Ziller, she said that the High Court's decision to suspend the VAT hike ensures that any changes to the VAT rate may be properly approved by Parliament before taking effect and sets aside long unlawful support to lend this VAT hike by a number of parties.
And to me, it sounds like that shit might come back.
Yeah, so it's just like, suspended don't think it's for gone. Now.
Yeah, it's literally just off for now. Yeah. They might switch it back on once they get the necessary approvals. Yeah.
So the reason this is a big topic, I just felt like people don't actually know that it was the DA who called for this not to happen.
Yeah.
Just needed to say it out loud that it wasn't like the government was like, you know what, we're doing a bad thing. Let's stop this.
DA said, whoa.
And then in local news, Thato and Lebo Rampedi were at Spur this weekend, and we saw a lady get proposed to at Spur.
Oh, yeah, that was beautiful.
They sang a song, but the woman, the ladies that we were with, it started a controversial topic.
A big debacle
about where men should, where's the right place
to propose?
A man should propose.
Yeah.
And I said a statement, I said, as long as the person loves you, I think it should be enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was very much disagreed upon amongst by the table.
I said something which I think answers this whole situation. Yeah. I think where the person proposes to another person, it's all dependent on
meaning.
Not meaning. Access, what you're accessible to. So you don't know the person's upbringing, their environment, their bank balance. So Spur to them
might be
be equivalent to Bali to Lebo.
Yeah.
Or what's not Bali? What's that? What's Bali such an extreme? Turn and Tender to Lebo.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Tender, by the way. So the main debate here should be, should somebody propose at a restaurant or not?
Yeah.
Should proposal be somewhere outside, somewhere romantic with family? Or can I propose to you at Nomad?
Like I said, I think whoever, if they love you enough, they should be able to propose anywhere, even in front of the TV when you're watching Generations. As long as you share enough love, it should be enough. That's my opinion. Obviously, everyone.
I don't agree. I think it's a special moment that's going to last a lifetime.
So what's important is that I did it.
No, then I don't want I don't want your proposal.
Yeah, again. Don't get it's fine.
I don't want your proposal.
All right,
that's the story you're gonna tell your kids, your friends, yeah, your family.
I love this woman so
that's
much.
That's the first question they ask you.
I love. How did you propose?
How did you do it, Jimmy?
I planned the whole week. I got the ring. I was stressed. I didn't know where to do it, but I said to myself, you know what? It doesn't matter where on earth we do this, as long as this woman becomes my wife. Wow. You guys hear that?
No.
That silence. That
comment
chill.
Down below, guys. Do you guys think proposals should be based off of what Lebo just said? Or what I'm saying, where proposals should have meaning and planning, and it should be an event?
Yeah. Let's get it seated with the topic today. Family dynamics. Yeah. So we can speak about like family. What is your future family dynamic? Like, what do you think that's going to look like? Let's start there. Cause I feel like everyone knows our family dynamics.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, it's going to have a lot of like weekly things. So like my wife and I, well, let me not lie. My wife and those that help will be cooking most of the days. But there'll be like a Taco Tuesday with the meals that she's cooking.
Okay.
And there'll be like a bowling Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then there'll be like a braai Sunday. Do you get what I'm saying? So that needs to happen. And then when it comes to like monthly things, it's like, I'm going to see what my kids like and we're going to do this stuff monthly too. You know what I'm saying? Like spending as much quality time with my kids and my wife as possible. There's going to be a good system when it comes to how they're like are brought up and how they learn. So like, my kids are going to get a salary, which is their allowance. And then with the salary, they can do whatever they want to do. They can buy sweets, buy toys, buy whatever. And then from there, if they want to earn more money, they can maybe get like a loan from me or a loan from my wife or a loan from their grandmother. But each loan has different interests and different payment plans. Do you get what I'm saying? And if you don't pay back the loan, you lose an item. So I'm going to be like a cool dad, but also very strict, but also strict in an educational way. Do you get what I'm saying? To help them understand the value of money. My kids are going to be best friends with their cousins, which are going to be your kids if you have, and my sister's kids. That's going to be very important to me. I want my cousin, my kids and their cousins to refer to them as like siblings. They mustn't be like, yeah, my cousin. It must be like, nah, like my other brother, my sister.
Oh, younger brother.
Yeah, and then they must refer to you as like my other dad. Because already now, I don't know if you heard, but like when we were chilling this past weekend, every time I was with you and your girlfriend, and anyone...
Hey, let's not threaten. Let's not threaten each other on the podcast. I'm joking, go ahead. I'm just joking, guys.
Every time I was with you and your girlfriend, and whoever I was with, I'd be like, yeah, I'm with my brother and my sister.
Yeah.
So I've been referring to your girlfriend as like my, as my sister. So I want that type of like family dynamic.
Don't go giving promotions where promotions are needed.
But she's not hearing. But people like know that I refer to them. Because even Percy's like, dude, won't you feel like a third wheel just chilling with like his girlfriend? I was like, no, I'm with my brother and my sister. Yeah.
It's been so long now. Like, it's different. You know, like, I feel like when you... Yeah, anyways.
So what's your family dynamic going to be like? When you have a wife and kids?
I'll pretty much the same thing. I'm very much the let's plan a family parent. So I only want to have one child. I've said this on the podcast multiple times.
Yeah.
I lied to the salary idea. I had a different version of that, which is like, so when you were saying that, I was just like, I look, you want to have an extra room, but in that room, nah, like the bed is smaller, it's like a tinier desk. Hear me out, like a tinier desk. Less technology, no PlayStation, like
there's a prison.
It's just books, puzzles, a prison. Stuff. No, you can leave, how? What are you saying? So whenever this kid doesn't do well,
they goes to prison.
The exchange of not doing well is having a lowered lifestyle. You understand what I'm saying? So we're going to exchange you to the lowered lifestyle. And then you can study there. You can make your way back to the luxurious life. Every time you get max high up, you go back to your room with the PlayStation, the iPad. But the other room is just basics. Like you night light. You know what I'm saying? Like it's the basics. So it's less. So what I picture is that will just teach the child that like, yo, if I don't do well in life, I lose.
Yeah, I lose quality of life.
I lose quality of life. Not like, you know what I mean? Like, because the money thing, cool, but then the kids are still getting cash. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I feel like, you know, we dive so far into the future. Guys, I'm not wearing my glasses and I can feel it. And we dive so far into the future when we speak about family, but then even now we have families.
Yeah.
So, like, what's your family dynamic like right now? And what would be the ideal family dynamic that you have? Knowing that you have a brother, a sister, a mother, father, grandmothers.
So now I'm basically like
nephews and nieces.
I feel like I'm in a hybrid model right now where I have my chosen family and my blood family, right? So my chosen family are individuals comprised of like people that I rely on weekly, right? And then my blood family is my family, my siblings, and my parents. My cousins, I'm not going to lie, I'm not that particularly close with my cousins. I think that they have tried to become close, some of them.
Yeah,
But I just don't think that we've ever hit that like
the head on the nail.
Relatability nail that I think a lot of cousin people unlock.
Yeah,
because they same similar age, similar
lifestyle,
similar things.
Like work.
I've never hit career. That. I don't think we've ever hit that nail of relatability, or I've never hit that relatability nail with my cousins.
Yeah.
So for me, my current dynamic, I really, really heavily. I think my dynamics lie heavily with my siblings and my chosen family and my mom and my dad. Yeah, that's it. So I'm just, that's my bubble.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with having that many people.
Oh, so the way it is, the way you want it to be.
I really am happy with how it is. I wouldn't mind, you know, like cousins pouring in maybe at a later date.
Yeah.
Or maybe when homes are developed and we can have brides and all those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I believe. What about you? What are your current dynamics? Yeah.
So I think my current dynamic with my family right now is the same as yours. Yeah. Like, close with my brother. I'm cool with my sister. And then when it comes to cousins and stuff, I'm cool with most of them. Like, we're cool. Most of them were cool. Other ones, it's like, I see your family functions, you know? Yeah. There's no real relation. And then what I would want is at once... What we're doing, like we're integrating our sister more into our social life. I think that's coming with age also. Like she was at an age where like we couldn't expose her to our environments because our environments are for adults. You know, so now that she's become an adult and she lived and gained adult status in her own capacity, I'm not scared to integrate into our lifestyle because I know she's been within our lifestyle in her own capacity. So when I go out with her to the club or go out with her for lunch, or dinner, and someone like fusses her, I don't feel the need to be like, that's my sister. I know that she can handle her own.
Yeah, she's an adult.
Deal with her. She's an adult. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. when it comes to the way that she drinks or the way that she eats, whatever. I know she's got her own. So I'm happy that I've integrated her. I would like a more of a routine with my parents, like to see them maybe like every 2 weeks. Like, I feel like it would be nice if my parents could, like, say, yo, like, come over for a braai more often. That would be really nice. But I do think those things are going to come with age. I think our parents also, like, are in a situation where hosting is not the easiest thing to do right now.
Yeah.
Just because of, like...
I sometimes feel like that's why parents always, like, try to say, like, yo, have kids. They just want a reason to be able to see you more without saying, like...
Yeah.
I want to see you more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they want the community, and they think that the only way a community is bred is via a new child.
You know what? You feel me? You know what that makes me think about, man?
I'm just being, like, I'm just trying to overanalyze it.
That makes me think about, like, emotional intelligence based off of the previous generations. Like, did our parents have the capacity to have the conversations that we are having as young adults back the previous generation? And how was the generation before that and the generation before that? Because I'm seeing, like, when it comes to us, we can have, you know, conversations easier. We can speak about our feelings. Still a bit tough, but we can do it a bit better. But I don't think they had the same environment or the same capabilities to do so. And I think it goes worse when you date it back to, like, our grandfather's time.
Yeah.
So what makes me curious is, what is that reason? It's because they were fighting apartheid and they didn't have time to even think. It's like survival mode. But I do try to give, like, our parents leeway when it comes to that, because it's like, dude, they are doing everything for the first time, and it's like, they grew up black. Because we see our white counterparts have
everything,
emotional connection with their parents, you know? And it's like, we know that's because maybe there was not that much suffering in the past. And even the friends that we have now who are black, who have a better emotional connection, yes, there was no suffering, but maybe there was no, and I apologize if I offend anybody, there wasn't as much ambition in their parents to really thrive through
you
certain environments and pass this thing. It's like, no, I'm from this area, I'm fine with being in this area, this is what I'm meant to be. Yeah. So when you're in this area and you're happy, you're like, okay, cool, I'm from Hebron, I'm happy. You can show love, you can show care, you can show affection, because, you know, you're not fighting anything. I don't know. Food for thoughts.
I want to ask you then, like, so then how do we educate and get along with our bad apples of the family? Maybe it's an uncle who's drunk and sleeps the whole afternoon, or maybe sometimes it's an aunt who's wicked in nature that we're not allowed to eat at her house. Or maybe sometimes it's a cousin who's just completely jealous of you and your life.
Or a brother or a sister or a mother
that you just cannot get along with. How do you take it upon yourself to be the bigger man?
I think the first thing you must...
Because they're clearly bigger. Just...
real.
But how do I be the bigger man? Personality, I think
the first thing that comes to my mind is that you can't change a person.
Yeah.
You can't change somebody's mannerisms and behaviors that they've had for the past couple of years. What you can do, though, is protect yourself and set boundaries of what you can and can't tolerate. I feel like that's what you have more control and power over. So if you do have the opportunity to speak to and communicate, which I think is very rare within black communities, what you can do is that you can say, you know what, nah, if my uncle is drunk, I'm creating this wall here and he can't have access to me. If my brother is mean, I'm going to try to communicate with him, and if he doesn't get to me, I'm creating this wall and this division. I think it's up to you to protect yourself from evil spirits and be like Lil Wayne, have a chosen family. Like, it's up to you to decide who you want to be around you constantly. And you guys, it's really, really difficult to change somebody's natural behaviors. You can't change an aunt who is mean to you, because she's been mean for the past 15 years to you, your mom, your cousins, her brother, her kids, everything. So now, who are you now to go and try change her behavior and your mannerisms as an 18-year-old, 16-year-old, 25-year-old, 30-year-old? It's up to you to just create those boundaries.
I think... For me, like, the number one step is just looking at whatever conflict or frustrations you hold against that person and just saying to yourself, I choose to let this go. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can never let it go, your foundation for that attempt of trying to reconcile and stuff will always be fueled by, like, but that this person did this to me. And how do you need to first... clear the canvas and say, like, I let go of the harm that that person caused me. I let go of how that person affected me. I let go of the hold and this negative nature that they have over me. Yeah. I am not that person.
Yeah.
I'm going to move from the basis of that. I want this relationship. These are the things that I want in my character. And I want to better this situationship that you have between you and ex-counterpart. Yeah. So that's how I believe it is. Because I think me and Tato are sitting here and, you know, we're giving you the advice and stuff. But, like, being real, one person to another, I know this stuff can take years to, you know, amend. You
change
know?
Management, it's, my man.
You know, it can take years to amend. And I truly believe, have the patience and love to fill up your cup before you're ready to even attempt to get, you know, along with the bad apples. Because there's a lot of work that you need to do on oneself before you allow others into your life again.
Yeah. Also, I think, you know, we like being main characters in our own lives. Yeah. Not forgetting that even us, we can be viewed as the bad apples of our family. So I think self-introspection is also very important. How are you making that person who's treating you badly feel? Right, that's one thing that's very important. And then another thing that, which I think is just as important, is when you do a deep dive, like Lebo's saying, into the person and you putting yourself in a position of forgiving them for the actions that they've done to you, don't forget to try and look at their perspective of what they're going through and understand that this person also has past traumas which they are projecting onto you. You know,
they're also a human.
So they're also a human and they're also a victim. So, like, yes, you might be getting the projections and the mean words and the ill treatment, but they might be going through the exact same thing from a different person in their own capacity. It could be their aunt or their mother or their father or even their kids. So, like, we should have grace for people that are, you know, doing mean things to us or being the bad apples, but doesn't mean we should, like, you know, allow for them to bully us. Don't tolerate them, but understand where they're coming from, and that might allow you to then easily apply what Lebo's saying and forgive them. You know, and don't forget, forgiveness is a very strong thing to do. So sometimes you need to lean towards your higher power to help you execute that.
Yeah, I don't use the word forgiveness. I want to say acceptance. Like, it's accepting, because forgiving is like another different chapter.
I say forgiving.
I think because you can forgive a person and they do the same slap the next day, but if you accept, this is this person. But I am not this person.
But now, when you say accept, it sounds like you're saying tolerate.
I get what you're saying.
I'm saying, like, you need to forgive, and then you then build the wall, which prevents that person then shooting at you.
Yeah, we're gonna save the last topic of being a disappointment, a factor, a mindset for the membership. So you guys check out that. I think that's the main topic that everyone deals with. Am I a disappointment of my family? Mm-hmm. So please check out our membership. After this podcast, literally, it should be out. Let's go into top five and change the environment.
Yeah, what's the top five?
Let me take off the glasses. Sorry, guys. Yo, this topic is too emotional for me. I don't like it, but it is what it is. Okay, top five. Today's top five is South Africa's most sexiest language. Fun fact: it's official that South Africa's Afrikaans accent was voted the second most sexiest accent in the world. So we said to ourselves, you know what, here at Seated With, we are going to talk about which languages are the top sexiest in the official 11 languages. What is the, so we can go 5 for 5. Okay, you ready for top five?
I'm ready.
You guys play along as well. You can say, maybe when I hear a Zulu man speak, I, you know, my inner child just wants a hug, you know?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Have you ever heard a Xhosa woman call you baby?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever heard a Tswana woman call you rato?
You got me.
We can go bang for fun.
We can go M for we can M. Go.
Okay, so I'll start it off. My number five. Not my number one. I'm gonna go backwards, right? Because I feel like I'm gonna rank them.
Yeah. I'll do the same.
My number five. Yo. This is actually very difficult. I didn't think about this.
Venda can be number five. How many official languages do we have?
I'm gonna say Swati for number five. Swati for number five. I like it. I like how Zulu, it's not Zulu specifically, but it's a form of Zulu.
Yeah.
Zulu light.
Yeah.
I like how I like the heritage that it's not from directly South Africa.
Okay.
I like it. That's my thing. And I think I like hearing it. I like hearing it.
Yeah, I'm gonna put Venda at number five.
Okay. Okay,
your turn.
So, did you hear I said sexiest sexiest languages?
Venda sexy, bro.
Okay.
No data. Oh. I'm just trying to keep them 100.
You're giving me a stomach ache. Okay, next one, number four. I'm gonna say Xhosa. I'm in every day.
Yeah, for mine's also closer. Also number
yeah,
number
four.
100%. Like the way definitely, they say baby is just. Definitely. I can call someone and say them and say baby. Yeah. That's my phone.
Yeah.
Let me call someone and make them say baby.
I just like arguments with them. I just find arguments to be a bit more like passionate.
Hey, but also can be toxic.
Yeah. You really calling someone to say baby?
Yes. With the closer accent.
Hala. Hala. Hi, Daddy. How are you, Daddy? Out of the answer.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. So listen, I'm shooting the podcast, man. And mm-hmm. we're debating, like, which babies sound the sexiest. Like, when a girl says baby. So I was saying, like, Xhosa babes when they say baby. It's sexy. So I need an example for the podcast. if you wouldn't mind.
Not shy.
Ah, come on! It's just a podcast. Mute and practice. Mute and practice, and then say it again. You've got 2 seconds.
No. You're
using the podcast for evil. Tapo.
Come on!
You're using the podcast for
no,
evil.
No.
Please just say, baby. How? I'm trying to write for your tribe here.
That is what.
Chose the wrong tribe and the wrong person.
This is why I said number four. These people are stubborn. It is hard to see the sexiness over the stubbornness of these people.
But can you hear this person's voice? You hear this giggle. It is. Wow.
This is your own preference and your own wine.
Please, like, just say.
Can you stop begging someone's child to say a word?
I'm so shy.
Okay, send a voice note. Send a voice note. Sharp.
Thank you. Thank you. Send a voice note. Okay, now number three, Tato. So what's your three?
Betty.
I'm gonna go English. I know you guys are like, wow, sis. Like, wow, Lebo, really? But like, I just find English to be such a sexy language when she has that twang from private school. I don't know what
that
means.
Johanna is a twang, so that makes
it's sense. It's just like a twang. It's like a.
No, Johanna doesn't have a twang, but she's got like a.
It's like a twang. It's like
well spoken.
It's like when all the electricity goes off, you started hearing a grrr next door. That's what a twang sounds like. It's like a
generator.
A generator. When people have generators, it's like, oh yes, where's this twang? This twang is a school fees, by the way. It's a school fees twang. You know what I mean? I like that. So that's my number three.
My number. That's your number two.
You're number three. No, we still have
okay.
Some.
Zulu. Wow.
Yeah. I'm still coming.
Zulu, like.
I'm still coming.
Yo, even when they speak Zulu, it's so hot. And Zulu girls all have this sass to them when they speak.
Yeah, that's my number two, so I'll say it
immediately. I wish I could call a Zulu girl now, but all the Zulu girls I used to talk to blocked me.
Yeah, two definitely Zulu. Yeah. I like being Betty. She's Zulu, Zupe, Azupe, Bebe, you know? I love it. My number one is Pitori.
How do you go from three to one?
No, I just said my second is Zulu. Sorry, what's your second? Sorry.
Oh.
I didn't hear your second. My second is Zulu, so I agree with you.
I'm trying to think
my That's my definitely top two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My number one.
No, your number two, then one.
I'm trying to think about my number one so I can give my number two.
And one. Once.
My number two has to be Ndebele.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, you heard my two Zulu.
Yeah, my two's Ndebele. My two's Ndebele. Ndebele is like a soft Zulu.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why I like the Swati. Like, it's like our closest to French.
Yeah. Isn't the better soft?
Yeah, like it is. Like, our French people. It's like Lesotho people. Lesotho people are, like, from South Africa, but they're not from South Africa. You
but
feel
they're
me?
Foreign.
Yeah. Number one is Pitori.
What? I was going to say Pitori, too. I wasn't going to say Swan. I wasn't going to say Pitori. This is Pitori.
Like,
Pitori babes. Yo, boy, it made me feel like a hand. My toes.
Yeah.
Like, you got me feeling like baby for real. Pretorian babe.
As soon as she starts hitting that Busta Rhymes, every time I get in, we go. I love that. I love these like, Busta Rhyme babes.
Also, girls and Pretori girls. The reason why I love them so much is because they can speak their own language perfectly.
Yeah.
When they speak, switch to English.
Yeah.
It's like they can't speak vernac.
No. I just feel like the accent changes.
Haven't you seen that?
I feel like the accent changes too heavy, but Pitori, like how a Han speaks in Pitori is low-key how she speaks in English sometimes. You know what I mean?
No,
like
not at
it's
all.
Very I like it like that.
What?
I like these fast speaking women. I like and I'm sorry, I just think that they just like the, have you ever heard like when a Pitori Han yo! Uringwena. It's like a tease. It's like you don't like what I'm saying, but you like it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
You know what I'm talking about, man? Yeah.
And most Pitori girls, like, most Pitori girls are pedi and tswana.
Yeah, or something like a combo.
Or tswapedis, combinations. Yeah.
A combo.
What a beautiful combination. I think I might even move to Pretoria for me to end my life.
Yeah.
Like, my adult life.
Anyways, that was top five. I hope you guys can play in your time. Top five sexiest languages in Africa. South Africa, excuse me. You guys play that game along. Do we have the babe voice notes?
She's
the stubborn woman. The stubborn woman. Okay, let's go back to our final remarks about family dynamics and stuff. Any final piece? Can I go first?
I need you guys to hear this baby.
Huh?
Yeah, you can go. Go for it.
Tato's still trying to get us the baby there in the court. But final remarks for me. Oh man, I think
a quote is landing. You know when you do that sigh that you say, man,
I'm just defeated by this topic. I think that my final remarks is that I have a lot of work to do in this terms of this topic, so I can't speak too much on it. But I do think that, like, you need to get to a point in your life where you decide what you care about and who you care about, and make that list and stick by it, because people are not here forever. People will pass away. People are not permanent. And I think that it's important that when people are still here, we show them the love and affection that they deserve. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So just try.
I agree. I feel like life is, like what Leo was saying, so short. And I feel like you should live life based on what you want. Like, if you want a dynamic that looks like this, like, you should put effort towards getting into it like that.
Yeah. Awesome. That has been Seated with Leo and Tata Rapiri. We will see you guys same time next week. We love you guys so much. Thank you for supporting us. Please give the episode 5 stars if you're listening. And please like it and subscribe if you're watching. Bye. See you guys next time. Brave man's in catamaran. Maybe give me a life. We be living a life. Brave man's in catamaran.